Hello, hello, and welcome back. I'm your host Kerim, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral, and stolen territories of the Han Kamiyunim-speaking Musqueam people. Here we are, after a month-long break, in the 23rd episode of Euronero, where we are going backwards in recapping the Eurovision Song Contest year by year. Today, we will be talking about Eurovision 2002. Eurovision 2002 took place in Tallinn, Estonia, following the country's victory at the 2001 contest with the song Everybody by Tanel Padar, Dave Benton and 2X, a song we will hear in our upcoming episode. I think the winning of Estonia was a part of Estonia as well as this year, Eurovision 2002's winner, was a part of the goals of integrating the former Soviet republics to the European Union. Estonia aimed to make its debut in 1993, 2 years after being independent following the dissolution of the Soviet Union. However, due to the increased demand from the Eastern Bloc countries to participate in the contest, there was a qualification round for 7 formerly communist countries that year, and Estonia failed to advance to the contest. 3 former Yugoslavian republics advanced from that qualification round, but we will talk more about that in our episode covering that year. Estonia performed well in 2002 as well, after winning in 2001, and they finished third. However, this marked their last top 5 results in the contest, and even though it is one of my most favorite Eurovision countries, together with Moldova, they haven't performed as well ranking-wise ever since. 2001 was their only win in the Eurovision, and we will talk about the details of it in our upcoming episode. The winner of Eurovision 2002 was Latvia, another first-time winner. In my opinion, they were a very deserved winner, being the best and most outstanding entry among songs that are likes of each other. A big portion of the songs in 2002 were pop songs written in English, and only 5 out of 24 songs were in other languages. So I can say it's not one of my most favorite Eurovision Song Contests. So in this episode, I'll try to cover the ones that stood out in terms of genre and language. Before I start talking about the winner, I'd like to talk about the postcards shown before each country's performance in this year's Eurovision. Estonian organizers decided to incorporate fairy tales to the postcards to introduce the wealth of quote-unquote attractions Estonia has to offer for the tourists. Because back then, when the internet wasn't as widespread as it is now, Eurovision postcards were seen as a big opportunity for the host country to advertise their tourist attractions. When I first started watching the 2002 edition of the contest, I thought the postcards were pretty funny and enjoyable to watch. For example, Austria was presented with a version of the tale of Hansel and Gretel, where the lost siblings find a cottage in the forest and fall into the trap of a witch. In the postcard, the lost siblings also find a cottage in the forest, but this time they email their parents saying that they are okay. It was very interesting to remember the times internet was not as widespread as it is now, and it was also impressive to see how Estonia was able to proudly showcase the range of its internet connection. Nordic countries are just at another level when it comes to internet availability and internet speed. For example, in Finland, internet is considered a human right, and for a very cheap monthly package, you can get unlimited internet on your mobile phone. So most people don't even get Wi-Fi connections. They just use their mobile phones as a hotspot at their homes. Anywho, that's a conversation of another topic. So speaking of Finland, another example of the postcard was that of Finland, and where the story of 3 little pigs were adapted to 3 presumably Finnish guys enjoying the thing their country is most proud of, the sauna. In the postcard, they pull a prank to a visitor to the sauna, stealing his clothes, and this was a depiction of the contention between the two countries that are separated by a 2-hour-long ferry ride on the beautiful Baltic Sea. Another one of the postcards that I can remember is that of the Danmarks, which was adapted from the story of the Little Mermaid, referring to the sculpture located in the country's capital of Copenhagen. However, as I was watching the contest, 2002 edition, I realized that most of the postcards were based on stereotypes and, of course, Estonian political point of views towards other countries. For example, Russia's postcard was about the Russian fairy tale of the goldfish, in verse by Alexander Pushkin. The postcard refers to the freedom in Estonia, and I take it as a reference to the independence of Estonia from the Soviet Union. Another example of this is the postcard of Slovenia. Slovenia's entry was one that sparked protests in the country in 2002. We will hear it later in this episode, but briefly, the song Samo Ljubezen, meaning only love in Slovene, by the trio Sestre, meaning sisters in Slovene, won the Slovenian national final, EMA 2002. And it did so by defeating the favorite Carmen Stavec after positive reviews from the expert jury. This ensued controversy as a technical issue with the public televoting portion of the result failed when the voting period ran over time. This led to the nullification of the televote, which Stavec actually won. This led to a portion of the Slovenian public, anti-gay activists, to take to the streets of the capital of Ljubljana. They were protesting the selection of the song Samo Ljubezen by Sestre, because it was performed by three men cross-dressing. They were dressed as women. There were speeches calling for the group to be disendorsed by the Slovenian parliament, and these protests reached beyond the Slovenian parliament and beyond to the European parliament, leading to some of the European politicians claiming that Slovenia should not be admitted to the European Union on account of the social attitudes towards homosexuality. Because then Slovenia was on the path to joining the European Union. But this didn't happen, and Slovenia joined the EU during the 2004 enlargement together with 9 other countries, including Estonia, Eurovision 2001 winner, and Latvia, Eurovision 2002 winner. That's why I think the victory of these countries can be considered as part of the process to integrate them to the European Union. In the Slovenian postcard, the reference was to the story of Snow White, where a witch asks a screen about who the fairest of all is, and the answer on the screen in the postcard is Estonian women. This is followed by a rain of apples on the country by the witch. It's like tries to tell that after seeing that there are a lot of beautiful women in Estonia, the witch tries to poison them all with a lot of apples. However, I think putting this postcard about the beauty of Estonian women, showing images of cis women for a song performed by cross-dressing artists, in my opinion, is a rather transphobic choice. Another example of the postcards through the lens of Estonians is the one for Turkey. It is about the fairy tale of Ali Baba and the 40 thieves. It's a folk tale in Arabic about a poor woodcutter and an honest person who discovers the secret treasure of a thief's den and enters with the magic phrase "Open Sesame." The tale's journey to Europe happened through Antoine Galland, a French orientalist who introduced it into 1001 Nights, the collection of stories from Arab culture. Galland's role as a French orientalist underscores the irony, as Turkey's representation in Eurovision is mediated through a tale with no origin from the country of Turkey, but rather a European adaptation of Middle Eastern folklore. As I have explained in the previous episode covering Eurovision 2003 through the story of Turkey's European Union accession bid, the formation of national identity in Turkey has a lot of discriminatory issues with being associated to Arabs. And this must have made a lot of people angry in Turkey at this time, like the postcard. I personally have no problem with that as a heavy opposer of Turkey's identity politics. However, I don't believe Europeans would do this out of a motivation to criticize Turkey's racist policies. Rather, I think it was merely out of Orientalism. The podcast showed the actual treasure hidden in the den, of the teals, as the Estonian forest, and shows Alibaba to be ashamed of himself for going in there with an axe in his hand. Again, this is a true depiction, as the state of Turkey has never been an ecological regime caring for its forests. However, I again don't believe this was shown out of criticism of Turkey's policies. Again, it was depicting the sense of Western superiority in Europe. Orientalism involves a tendency to blur the distinctions among diverse cultures, presenting a monolithic, often romanticized version of the Orient that is filtered through a Western perspective. In adapting a tale like Alibaba, Eurovision wasn't necessarily showing Turkey, but rather a familiar, Western-imagined version of Eastern identity that audiences could easily recognize, even if it was an oversimplification. So that's why I think this choice of postcard was an example of Orientalism. Anyhow, after this long chat about the Eurovision 2002 and its postcard, let me move on to the winning songs. Latvia won the Eurovision with Marianne and her song Ivana. This was their first and only win, just like Estonia. They performed second to last in the grand final, which is one of the best spots that can win the Eurovision due to being very close to the voting and audiences can remember the songs at this position easier than the earlier ones. I think this was a gesture from Estonian organizers to their Baltic neighbors, since the last spot was also reserved for Lithuania. A terrible song, by the way, the Lithuanian one. So even the gesture by the Estonia couldn't help it. Anyway, Ivana, the Latvian entry, was the best song of the night in my opinion, not just with the melody, but also with the performance that involves one of the most elegant dress reveals I have seen in Eurovision. Without further ado, let's hear the winning song of Eurovision 2002, Ivana by Marianne, representing Latvia.
I wanna be the queen in your sweetest lies. I wanna be. What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is East Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
The leaves are browning, and I'm pissed. Does anybody relate to this? Oh my God, you're right, Angels. I gotta read some Discorder magazine.
Really, no one can be blamed but myself for holding out hope that this world could only contain a certain amount of cruelty.
God damn!
Were I to make a choice again, I would spend a week collecting all the broken glass and rusty shards I can from across the city and form a nest with which I will lay myself to my grave. Oh my God, I've never felt so seen. Thank you, Discorder Magazine.
Finally, someone understands.
And for the rest of you in the Lower Mainland, find voices that you connect to in this issue of Discorder. You can find all of the distribution locations by visiting citr.ca/Discorder/subscribe/.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro on Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We are talking about Eurovision 2002 in this episode, and right before the break, we have heard the winning song, Ivana by Marianne, representing Latvia. Moving on. Due to the lack of political events going on in the Eurovision in that year, and due to the lack of any other interesting stuff to talk about, I will continue by playing the songs that I liked, and I will start with some songs from Eastern Europe, from the two former former Yugoslav republics, and one former communist republic. So I will play Slovenia and former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia's entry, which are Samoluyu Bezen by Sestre, meaning only love in Slovene, as I said before, representing Slovenia. And this will be followed by former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia's entry, Odnas Zavizi by Karolina, and the song's name means It Depends on Us in Macedonian. And I was also going to include the Greek entry to this list, to this batch as well. But while I was going through the meanings and the stories behind the song, I realized the Greek entry called S-A-G-A-P-O, which is the which means I love you, like Sagapo means I love you in Greek, but it's the word is separated to its letter by dots, just like HOTTOGO, the current popular song by the great Chapel Rowan. And so I realized that there was some fishy things going on about this song. During the national competition, there was some vote rigging allegations. There was allegations that the winner, like the representative of Greece in Eurovision 2002, Mihal Rakintsis, had bribed the officials of the competition. And another allegation was that many people suspected that the vocals of the performance were actually pre-recorded, which was strictly forbidden by the rules. It is told that the debate like kept on and never actually reached a conclusion, and everyone was sure that Greece was going to do badly in the competition. And it turns out the stage performance of the Greece involved some armored costumes, and it turns out they were actually a donation by the Greek police. So the artists representing Greece essentially performed at the Eurovision in anti-riot gear. So Greek anti-riot police is known to be child murderers, just like the Turkish anti-riot police. So I decided to exclude this song off the list. So, as I said before, I'll just wrap it up. In this batch, I'll play three songs back-to-back. The first two will be upbeat songs. Sorry, the first one will be an upbeat song. The next two will be slow ballads. We will first hear Samoğlu Yubezen by Sestre, representing Slovenia. Then we will hear Odnaz Zavizi by Karolina, representing former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia. And lastly, we will hear a beautiful ballad. I really like this song. Tell Me Why by Monica Angel and Marcel Pavel, representing Romania. And after that, I will continue with the Eurovision 2002 songs.
Srce veliko, kako sve na smeh ni strica oči in beseda poznaš jo tudi ti. Življenju mnogo je poti. Ne išči sreče, jer je ni. Kaj srce ti govori, lahko ti podarim samo ljubezen. Eno in edino upanje, poglej me v oči in lahko si brez skrbi. Poznaš me bolj, kot se ti zdi. Čeprav zatiskaš si oči, ko me gledaš, vidiš to, kaj si. Dolgo časa si stal. Kar si misli, da je prav. Le eno boš izbral, lahko ti podarim samo ljubezen. Eno in edino upanje, poglej me v oči in lahko si brez skrbi. Tudi ti, oh, lahko ti
često ova vreme što se čini toliko nejasno. No pak je se tvrdi trkalo do nas. Evo je, evo je, ajde probaj, zamisli si za mi jedno mesto, jedno parče zemlje.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We are talking about Eurovision 2002, and we have heard three songs back-to-back from that edition of the contest. Soma Ljubezen by Sestre representing Slovenia, which came in 13th in the grand final. Od nas zavisi by Karolina representing former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia, they came in 19th. And lastly, we have heard a beautiful ballad, which I really enjoyed listening to again. Tell Me Why by Monica Angel and Marcel Pavel representing Romania. They performed better than the prior two songs, and they came in ninth, which is one of the best results of Romania, I think, even though they have seen third place in Eurovision 2010, if I remember correctly, by Playing With Fire. Anyway, it was a beautiful ballad, suitable for this beautiful October evening. I hope you are doing well. I hope you are driving safe if you are driving, or enjoying the evening wherever you are. And here we are moving on. I will play two more slow songs, two more ballads, both of them in French. We will hear the Swiss entry, Dans le Jardin de mon âme, by Francine Jodi. And the song's name is In the Garden of My Soul. This will be followed by the French entry, Il faut de temps, meaning It Takes Time, by Sandrine Francois. These were also, especially the France entry, Il faut de temps, was a really nice ballad, and I can't wait to hear this again.
Je me suis battue pour ça.
Knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this: Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you. The right side of my neck still smells like you.
Tune your radio to the CITR 101.9 FM on a Tuesday, specifically at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. for saxophone Hella Primiti or saxophone Len Lee. Hosted by moi, accompanied with the improvisationalist saxophonists, composers, and musicians of our great era since the 70s. Featuring artists such as Anthony Braxton, Albert Ehler, Solange, Ghostface Killah, Ornette Coleman, Sunny
Ryan. We gotta go. This is going to be $10.
That's 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. on a Tuesday to listen to saxophone a la Primiti or saxophone Lenui.
Welcome back everyone, you are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We are talking about Eurovision 2002 and right before the ad break we have heard two beautiful ballads from Switzerland and France. Dans le Jardin de mon ami by Francine Jordi representing Switzerland that came in 22nd in the grand final, and Il faut du temps by Sandrine Francois representing France and made a great result by finishing in 5th in the grand final. During the ad, I wanted to play the show promo by saxophone Alap Remedy and Alain Nui because I noticed that that show made a comeback back in September after break when I was away. So I wanted to advertise it again. Big shout out to Bailey for the great show. Moving on, I will play two upbeat songs by Russia and Spain. The Russian entry is called The Northern Girl by Prime Minister, by the band Prime Minister. And the Spanish entry is Europe's Living a Celebration by Rosa.
A fortress has no wall. I'm still thinking about you. Nothing girl, lady eyes, talking about you, baby. Nothing girl, never cries, stop like a girl. Nothing girl, frosty eyes, I wanna melt you, baby. Nothing girl. Nothing girl, lady eyes, talking about you, baby. Nothing girl, never cries, stop like a girl. For love, so far, I will hold you in whisper. You're my nothing star, baby, guiding star, baby. Nothing girl, baby eyes, how can I melt you, baby? Nothing girl, never cry, stop like a girl. Nothing girl, frosty eyes, I wanna melt you, baby. Nothing girl, you're my nothing girl, baby eyes.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We have just heard the entries for Russia and Spain. Northern Girl by Prime Minister and Europe's Living a Celebration by Rosa, respectively. Both of them finished in the top 10, Russia finishing 10th and Spain finishing 7th. This brings me to the end of today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for tuning in. It was a very tame episode, I would say, in terms of politics, even though we have discussed the European point of view a little bit at the beginning of through the postcards. In our next episode, I will be talking about Eurovision 2001, but I want to close this episode with a beautiful ballad, as always. I will play the UK entry, Come Back by Jessica Garlick. And interestingly, this is one of UK's best results in the 2000s. They finished third. And I really like this song, and I'm going to close the episode with that. Coming up next, we will have Africa's Lit by Daniela Lusan. I highly recommend it. It's a great show about African literature. Until next time, where we will talk about Eurovision 2001, take care and goodbye.
Both made the same mistakes, and believe me, I know where I've come to depend on you. In my eyes, can you see that someone's too hurting me? What can I say that will make up for letting you down? I just another day, still I can't believe that I don't.